The Hollywood actress Kate Winslet says her house is a social media free zone. Makes her daughter hand in her mobile phone before she goes to bed. The actress says she puts big restrictions in place because children do need to have a childhood, and she worries that exposure to social media and all these devices will get in the way of that. Does she have a point? Do you worry about how much time your kids are spending on the iPads and computers? Goodness knows what. Heidi McAlpine, Fionnuala Meredith, both mums with us today. Well, do you worry, Heidi?
My children are a little bit young to worry about them just yet. My daughter's 9 and my son's 5, and I was just double-checking online what the rules are amongst different social networking platforms, and you can't be under 13 to have a Facebook profile and Twitter and all the rest of it. It seems to be 13 as a cut-off point, but having said that, you don't know what your children is saying when they're going to school or going round to friends' houses. And I know children in primary school have got mobile phones, which I find really bizarre. And I do agree with Kate to a certain extent, but the one thing about Kate that really rankles with me is that she's got a certain smugness about her. And don't forget, this is a multimillionaire woman who probably has personal assistants and agents that do all her work on her behalf. And it's all very well her pontificating about her personal, perfect, morally upright life, but and about how being on social networking, will make children feel bad about themselves or bullying issues and everything. But she lives in a world and works in a world that projects a certain image of women that a lot of women also find difficult and want to aspire to. So there's lots of different levels of bullying that have been around for a long time. The internet is here. We have to know how to work with it. We have to work with schools as well. I think schools need to be more open and outreach to parents as well as children as to how to best use this new technology, because you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Fionnuala?
Well, I make no secret of the fact that I am not keen on social media. I've spoken and written about it a lot. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. It's just something I don't want to do. But I wouldn't go so far as to try to ban my kids from social media. I wouldn't even try at the ages they are, 21 and 17. I mean, that's the prime time for it. Of course, there are issues with younger children, and you're not going to want to have to give kids entirely open access to this stuff. But like everything with parenting, it's about balance. It's about working it out. If you're going to, if you ban a child, a teenager, say, from social media entirely, well, then you're cutting them off from a heck of a lot of the experience of the kids around them. So you've got to just hope that you're bringing them up in a way. And I'm not going to sit in judgment on any other parent, Kate Winslet included. We all try to find our own way. But you just got to hope that you're bringing them up in a way that they are able to get some balance and that they don't just get sucked into all the nonsense of social media.
Very difficult if some kids have it to keep your own kids away from it, is it not?
Well, that's true, yeah. But that's where it comes to the upbringing, isn't it? I mean, you're trying to teach your kids certain values. You're trying to teach your kids, you know, balance and to not just get carried away with this stuff, to not just get immersed with it, to not believe it all would be a start. So I think a bit of healthy cynicism, which my kids certainly got from me about social media.
I wonder, do you two practice what you preach? Do you stay away from Twitter and iPads when you're at home with your kids, Heidi?
Well, this is it, Stephen. And I do admit that I'm a bit of a junkie when it comes to computers and searching for things online. And I am on Facebook, but I don't post every day, take photographs of my dinner and all the rest of it. But it just has become this habit, which is a difficult habit to break. But as I say to my children, it's too late for me, children, but you can step away from the fire. Let's see if we can get you being different from me. But don't forget as well that I grew up, and Fionnuala as well, we grew up in an era where we didn't have this stuff. So it's really strange to me. I still can't get my head around it, that children don't know that there was a world before computers, that there was a world before mobile phones, for goodness sake. And I think there's a bit of a black hole of communication and information when it comes to schools and parents are guardians of children at home, and I think there needs to be more of a connect there. There are e-policies available on websites, of course, for different schools, but have to go and search for them, and it doesn't really go beyond what they're doing in the school.
Heidi, lovely to talk to you today. Thank you very much indeed. Fionnuala, thank you. Morning to you. We have a couple of minutes left of the programme today, and I think it's the right mood today to say goodbye with this. It's Christmas time, we're there. I'm telling you, you can't walk into a shop in the city centre anywhere without all the Christmas gear out. And snow's coming to Northern Ireland, is it? think the editor of the Nolan Show says snow's coming up means it's probably not. He cocks up again. Have a good day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.